Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope, your chosen Truth Network podcast, is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Stu Epperson here in a restaurant with three of my favorite people in the whole world. This big, husky guy, Richie Kingsmore, who is this guy right here with a big beard? I mean, he looks like daggum Paul Bunyan, Paul Revere, half of each, riding that iron horse.
Santa at Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Santa, you know, Grizzly Adams, whatever.
Well, you may be hearing this Easter time, Good Friday, Holy Week, but you're hearing from some of the people that are on the original Last Words of Jesus music album. And it's really a journey to the cross. And the book Last Words of Jesus is about Jesus' words. And if any of you have ever been exposed to that you listen to Truth Talk Live on any affiliate nationwide, you know how powerful God's Word is. You know how powerful Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. And He said seven profound sayings from the cross. But, Richie, we had a little experience earlier today, and of course this will be played back on Truth Talk Live across all kinds of channels and all kinds of networks and podcasts. But tell everyone kind of what happened, and then we want to bring Mark in and talk about what God's doing with him.
Well, we just had an opportunity just to be a part of a chapel at Piedmont International University. So we had, you know, a couple hundred college students and faculty. And, you know, as it is, I mean, how you always go into these chapels and people are like just running into from class. They're sort of all over the place. Honestly, it's a hard environment. But yet, as you guys started sharing, as we started singing, as Mark started, you know, sharing about the cross, it just, the walls just started breaking down and people started, I don't know, you could almost kind of see the light bulb coming on and feeling that connection and seeing how God was just moving as the focus was on Christ. And He is the living water and what we need. And yet a lot of times we're so busy, we just don't want to even kind of consider that. But just to see how God was moving in their hearts, I mean, that's what we all long for, is to encounter God. And the hope of the world, the bread of life. So it was great.
Yeah, and on this music album, front and center, it says Richie Kingsmore Music, and God's used you to compose things, and that's your heart, to take people right to the throne, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I just think music is such a tool. And there's some, as well as hymns that just speak about the cross and about the sacrifice that Christ gave and about God's love for us. It just connects and stirs your emotions. And before you know it, the truth of that song has just penetrated your heart. And as well as new songs. I mean, in this project, we got some of both.
Yeah.
And to see the power of the vehicle of music.
And you had this sweet lady next to you, your bride, sing some. She did a great job with you and with Mark. Now, Mark, I get a phone call from Rich Kingsmore. This has been a couple years. Says, Stu, you got to come hear this guy. I said, who you got singing this song, Were You There, When They Crucified My Lord? Which, honestly, Johnny Cash, you know, popularized
yes,
it.
Yeah.
But it really is an old African-American spiritual.
Yes, yes.
And the wild thing is we don't know the names of the people necessarily that...
Right.
But it just was passed along. That's powerful, though. But they probably wouldn't want us to know their names because they want people to go there.
Right.
When they crucified the Lord and to be at the cross. Mark, I went and heard you and met you, and
yes,
I think you're one of the few people I've met for the first time and gave you a hug, you know,
did.
Right away.
You did.
Scared
me a little bit.
He's a hugger, or I'm a hugger. Someone's a hugger. But talk about, I mean, just that and just connecting with Richie and just your heart for all this stuff, man.
Well, it's been an amazing project to be a part of. And Richie, when he first presented this song to me, I was hesitant because it's one of my favorite songs. It's one of the favorite pieces in Christianity today, the song Were You There. It's a big old song, and it's an overwhelming song. And So Richie, the one thing I love about Richie and that we have in common, if you've listened to any of his arrangements, which he's very humble, he's not going to tell you about that, but any church in America, contemporary, modern, traditional, they're going to have 20, 25 or more pieces of Richie Kingsmore manuscript in their library. He understands moments from a position of biblical worship. You look throughout Scripture, Jesus was all about moments, and he connected those moments in an amazing way. So when Richie came to me with this project, all I had to do was listen to the track, and I could hear those moments that he connected so beautifully in this particular song that I'd never heard before. And it went from a little bit of fear and trembling to, I can't wait to sing this song. I was very, very excited about it.
I just know he said, Stu, we got a guy named Christian singing on the album. I said, finally, we got a Christian on this album. You know, it's about time, Richie.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just kidding. You do have a Christian name. You're kind of stuck with it.
Yes,
so
yes.
You better shape up then, son.
No,
right?
No.
Better get yourself, you better, right. Better get back to Sunday school.
Yeah. No. Amen.
But, Mark, you lead worship at Charlotte, at First Baptist Church in Charlotte, right?
Yes. First Baptist Charlotte. My pastor's Dr. Mark Harrison. Interesting thing happened a couple of years ago. Our son, we moved to Charlotte about 8 years ago, and our son decided to stay in Houston for a little while, where we lived, and he joined us and moved to Charlotte with us, and I only gave him one rule. I said, Jordan, we are thrilled that you're here, but stay away from our pastor's beautiful daughter, Laura, because I do not want you to get me fired. Stay away.
Oh, wow.
And
rule.
We all know what happens when we tell our kids not to do something.
He's well, like, that's reverse psychology. Right?
So guess what he did? He married her.
Unbelievable.
He married her. And
and you're still on staff.
I'm still on
How'd
staff.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. But I'm serving with Mark Harrison. Not only is he an amazing man of God, he's one of my heroes. And Mark lives out his faith every day. I've been at his house watching ball games with him because of the connection with our kids. I've seen him in so many different walks, and he never changes, and it's been a real privilege to serve with him. And Mark, while he does not consider himself a singer or a worship leader, make no mistake, I am not the worship leader at First Baptist Charlotte. My pastor is.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
He's bringing that word. I love about him. He's one of the guys that teaches the word, faithfully exposits God's word.
That's right.
And has been faithful to studying the word and feeding the flock. And we're so starving, and it's neat to see a pastor. Wonderful. See, I love pastors, you know, and encourage pastors to go deep in the word. Mark, you also sing with a fellow named Will. Tell about that real quick, all over the country.
Yeah, one of the great thrills of my life, and something I don't even really feel comfortable talking about, because it's there's nothing I could have done. It's sort of like what we talked about today at Piedmont. The power of the cross enables us to have things that we do not deserve. But Christ gives us these opportunities. And he gave me an opportunity 18 years ago when I was singing secular music. I came out and sang a gospel song. And who would have known that the Billy Graham team was there at that concert? They wanted to meet the guy after the show who sang this gospel song. And that night, they invited me to sing in 3 Billy Graham events. And 10 years ago, I joined Will Graham's team. Will is Billy's grandson. And Will and I have traveled all over the world together for about the last 10 years, and we've seen so many really cool things.
And you sang, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord in the Philippines?
I sang it in Tacloban City, the Philippines, that had just been through this devastating storm and thousands of people killed. And I got to sing it in Tacloban City to those folks. That was the first time, I think, it had ever been done live. And it in a really amazing way, devastated that place spiritually, because it put everybody on their knees. Everybody. Not because of my vocal or Richie's arrangement, but the power of Christ was so evident.
And what happened this morning, I think, that changed the whole tone of the building is we started getting people to the cross.
Yes.
We said, don't look at us. You don't know us. You're not familiar. Some of them knew me because my mom teaches at Piedmont and has for years. But we started pointing them to Jesus and the Savior who hung there in our stead. Right. And that changes the tone, doesn't it, Mark?
It changes
the heart of the worship to do that, right?
It changes everything. So I'm in a I'm in a downtown First Baptist church, and we all know what those look and smell like, right? So I have done everything in my power for the last 8.5 years to push people towards Scripture and to point people to the cross, not to try to change their minds about a style of music, but to point people to the cross using every creative element that I possibly can that centers around God's Word. And it's been an amazing journey at First Baptist Charlotte.
Okay, so stay tuned. In the next segment, we're going to play Were You There When They Crucified My Lord with Mark Christian.
Yes.
And I could have you sing it in this restaurant. I mean, the wait staff, I mean they're not doing anything over there.
Yeah.
You know, they're, you know, they'll have an appetizer of Amazing Grace and then a main course of, you know, no, we can't do that.
Well, there's no tip jar either.
That's
so
a good point. Okay. You know, you'd have... That's right. They would be tipping you. You're a patron. But no, so Mark Christian, Richie Kingsmore, Gina Kingsmore, the whole team, Charles Billingsley's on this album, lastwordsofjesus.com. We're going to put it at truthnetwork.com, truthtalklive.com. We're going to put everything at the website so you can link and you can get the video and you can get it and you can get the music and the book as well. And when we come back, Richie's going to set that up.
Truth Talk Live.
What an awesome time of year. If you haven't heard the music from Last Words of Jesus, it takes you right to the cross.
Yes.
And I actually started to say the other day, this book is a powerful book, and I'm the author. I'm Stu Epperson, host of Truth Talk Live, and I got to check in my spirit. And it's normally the Lord saying, hey, stop self-promoting, Stuart, shut up. But this time it was the Lord saying, you know what? What you said was right, but he went on and just led me and impressed upon me because my word's so powerful. His word's powerful.
That's right.
So any time any one of you out there listening does anything involving God's word, it's powerful because it's his word. And that's true of music, Mark Christian, and
yes.
It's true of the word of the spoken word, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Right on. God's word. Who was it? St. Francis said, preach the word, and when necessary, use words.
Yeah.
So God's word is powerful. It's strong. It breaks any bond. It's a beautiful thing.
So you sing all over the world, and we've interviewed you many times. Richie Kingsmore helped put this together. Richie has a way of aggregating talent, but he also has a way of ministering to people.
Yes.
You're going to be in the Richie Discipleship camp, and he's going to encourage you, and it's just so cool. And him and Gina are an amazing team. Richie, set the song up. We're going to play that song, Taking People to the Cross. Yeah. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Just set it up real quick, will you? And then I'm going to get Phil Cannon, our producer, to play this. Folks, what you're going to hear is the original composition, and then with Mark, but set it up real quick.
Yeah, and you know, and when we recorded this song, I just remember that moment as I've just been thinking about that song, and as that track started to play, and Mark had sung it a couple times, and I could start to see, I could start to hear in his voice and see Mark was living that moment.
Mm.
And he actually, I mean, we had a conversation about that, and I said, Mark, you are there. That's what we want people to go to that cross. You know, think of the people that were literally at the cross when Jesus was crucified, and can you imagine the impact that had? And yet, all of us have that opportunity to experience the power of the cross, the healing of the cross, the hope of the cross, the horror of the cross, every emotion, and this song really does that. And it's and yet it's done in a simplicity that is everybody can relate to, no matter how old or young you are. It just takes you there. And so that's my prayer, that everybody that listens to this would actually experience that moment when Jesus died on the cross.
Here it comes. The lyrics you may know already, but Mark sings them great. And then, but you did the music, I guess, Richie, right? You kind of customized it.
Right. I wanted to kind of even begin it almost like a film score. Those strings, that, you know, how music kind of takes you somewhere. Create that atmosphere. And that's what I think is the cool thing about music that is centered around God's Word. How can you create that atmosphere for God's Word to speak? And that was really my goal in this.
Okay. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Vocals, Mark Christian, Richie Kingsmore on the composition. Here it is, friends. And when we come back, we're going to hear some other cool songs. Stay tuned. But just take this and just pray. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but just pray. Ask God to take you there. And linger there. Like the great Puritan said, just linger at that cross and let him work in your heart. Here it is.
Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucify my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree?
Thank you so much, Mark. A powerful song. Richie Kingsmore, another song that's a classic, original, but then you took and you made it into something new. And Mark actually jumped in with your wife, Gina, and they kind of did a worship kind of together. I hate to use the word duet. I'm on a lingo, but tell everyone what happened this morning with that, with Hallelujah, What a Savior.
Well, this Hallelujah, What a Savior is just one of those powerful hymns that just connects with us all. The imagery is so rich, and yet it takes us from the cross to heaven when we're standing before the throne. And so as Holly Johnson and I were working through this, and as we began to look at this, you know, we really began, I don't know, my mind and heart went to Revelation 4, Revelation 5. What is that going to be like? So we really literally took and added a new chorus to it, and then added a new bridge to it. And so this morning, it just, as we were talking about redemption and the goal of our redemption is to see Jesus face to face. And so as we decided to do this, and we kind of took that arrangement, that song that we wrote.
And when we come back, we're going to hear some other cool songs. Stay tuned.
Truth Talk Live.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
Every tragedy for the Christian is ultimately a blessing. That doesn't deny the reality of the tragedy, but ultimately, every tragedy is a blessing. And every blessing that the pagan receives, for which that pagan does not respond in gratitude and repentance before God, increases his guilt. Every good and perfect gift that God gives to an unbeliever that unbeliever refuses to praise God for becomes an occasion for judgment ultimately. But again, for the one who loves God, for the one who is called according to his purpose, everything works together for good.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Did you know that loving other Christians should be instinctive for genuine believers? Paul said to the Thessalonians, regarding the love of the brethren, you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And Jesus said, by this all men will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. You see, love really is a test of the reality of salvation. So ask yourself these questions. Do you care about other believers, or are you cold and indifferent to them? Do you respond to the opportunities to give of yourself in ministry alongside other believers? Do you look forward to fellowshipping with them? And when you encounter a brother in need, are you willing to provide money, time, prayer, resource, service, or even sympathetic ears? Well, if you can answer yes to those questions, you love the brethren, and you should be assured of your salvation.
So has your Bible been on the shelf too long? Well, James MacDonald believes it's time to discover the treasures awaiting you. So listen up.
Don't you want to be doing the real thing? I mean, take off the mask and do it because you really feel it and you're really into it. Authentic, genuine, not forced, not coerced, not contrived, flowing from what is true, based in fact, sincere, without pretense, without performance, real. All in favor of authenticity?
To learn more and to share these principles with a friend, check out all the resources available to you at jamesmacdonald.com. Listen Up is a production of Walk in the Word.
Truth Talk Live on any affiliate nationwide. Tell everyone what happened this morning with Hallelujah, What a Savior.
As Holly Johnson and I were working through this, and as we began to look at this, you know, we really began, I don't know, my mind and heart went to Revelation 4, Revelation 5. What is that going to be like? So we really literally took and added a new chorus to it and then added a new bridge to it. And so this morning, it just, as we were talking about redemption and the goal of our redemption is to see Jesus face to face. And so as we decided to do this we kind of took that arrangement, that song that we wrote, and kind of crafted it to fit both Gina and Mark, and so that once we get to that third verse, where we're really before the throne, Mark takes it, key change, and then from there, you know, Hallelujah, What a Savior, holy, holy, you know, is the Lord God Almighty. And it was a powerful moment.
It was a moment, and we were listening to us. We're in the restaurant afterward. The kind lady, our server, turned the music down for us. It was a lot louder when we started, and I saw Mark Christian down an amazing burger. That thing was huge. Like you really, you know, you're a notch up now on the, you know, we're going to have to add you to Hebrews 11, brother, for long. But Mark, we were in a chapel at Piedmont International University. I preached about the cross. What did they see? What did they hear? The words of Christ from the cross. And then you guys were amazing to really just, it was just a whole experience, I guess. Really unique. Just, we couldn't have choreographed it. I mean, you try to set these things up, but what, you know, you just let the Holy Ghost take over, you know?
That's right. There's, we've all been to Convo if we've been to school or Christian school, and sometimes you walk in dry, sometimes you walk in tired, a lot of times you walk in broke and wondering about next week, how are you going to pay for school or whatever. And I saw that in everybody's, I could see it. And so the only thing I know to do in life or in ministry is to point people to the cross. It really is. I mean, that's, I remember years ago, we were in Northern Ontario, Canada, for a Billy Graham event, and I didn't think anybody would show up, but we go to this hockey rink, and I mean, it's out in the middle of nowhere, and thousands of people show up. And we had so many wonderful responses that night. And I went up to Tex Reardon. What a great name, Tex Reardon. Texas E. Reardon Jr. Wow. He was one of
Texas Billy- short for what?
Tex. Texas.
Texas short for Texas.
Texas. But anyway, he was one of Billy Graham's original crusade directors. And he had directed this crusade. And I went up to Tex, and I said, Tex, how in the world in Northern Ontario, Canada, can you imagine that we'd have 4,000 or 5,000 people in a hockey arena in the middle of nowhere? How do you make that happen? And then how do you get all these people to come together and agree on something? And he said, Mark, we've discovered that if we don't meet at the foot of the cross, we don't meet anywhere.
Wow.
And so this morning, we met at the foot of the cross. Yeah. I talked about it, Richie played about it, Gina sang about it, you preached about it, and God did his thing, and he always will. His word is always faithful.
Okay, now Richie.
And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, then I will draw all men to myself. So that we don't have to, that's not our part, it's his part. We just have to lift Jesus up.
Just lift him up.
Bring him up, his word, make it
central, and then it's so cool. And, you know, it's interesting, Richie kind of set you up. To set up the song, we're going to play that song right now. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Phil Canada, our producer, is going to play it. But talk about, this is your first time in that.
Yes.
Really, and with Gina Kingsmore, and of course, Holly does great as she's on the album.
Awesome.
It's brilliant. And if you haven't downloaded the song, go to iTunes, Last Words of Jesus, I guess. Yeah. Richie Kingsmore music is there. It's also going to be at all of our websites, Truth Talk Live. .com, truthnetwork.com, everywhere. But Mark, set it up real quick. What was that like jumping in there, man? That new song, a classic, but really powerful new bridge with Revelation 4.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, were you there? The most difficult part for me in singing that was holding it together. And you can hear that in my vocal. I mean, it was just hard. The other song that just devastates me on this album is this song, Hallelujah, What a Savior. Because Richie introduced me to Holly, and while I'm not able to spend a lot of time with her, amazing worship leader at Winston-Salem First, her voice just sings the passion of Christ. And so this is one of my favorite cuts on the album. So Richie sent... Who gets to work with Richie Kingsmore? A brand new arrangement. The beautiful thing about technology is he rewrites this thing, emails me the new chart yesterday, plays a new track for me, sends it to me, and in between coaching lacrosse and some other things and being worship arts pastor, I managed to listen to it a couple of times, and we came in and sang it this morning, and what a privilege. What a beautiful, amazing song.
Here it is, Hallelujah, What a Savior, from the Last Words of Jesus album with Holly singing. But this morning, you two sang, Gina and Mark Christian, and wow, what a blessing. Well, we're going to share it with you right now. Some of you have never heard this, so we're playing and leading up to Easter, and whenever you're hearing this, I guess you could play songs about the cross all year round, can't you, Mark?
Absolutely. It works. It'll preach anytime.
It's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
upon the throne to receive all praise and glory. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior.
Truth Talk Live.
So in 2016, the University of North Carolina Tar Heels went to the national championship game and they lost on a last second shot. So in 2017, when you Google redemption in March Madness, one of the first things that pops up is the University of North Carolina Tar Heels wins the national championship. The word redemption.
Yes.
And so recently I was able to preach. I'm Stu Epperson, Truth Talk Live, Experience Truth. We're here with some pretty cool people. But I was able to preach on redemption and what Jesus said as he died on the cross and the impact of that. But the music was so rich. Mark Christian, Richie Kingsmore, Gina Kingsmore, they were all there, accompanied by the Piedmont International Worship Band. Those guys were amazing. Dr. Pettit was there. It was just a real blessing. But that idea of redemption and what Christ did, here a team wins after blowing it a year ago, and I hate to say blowing it, but after losing on that last second shot, which is March Madness, a year ago or a year before, they come back and win it, and it's plastered all over every magazine and every sports headline, TV, radio, everything, redemption. And yet, that's one game that will go down in history, but in a few years from now, the team doesn't do well, the coach might get fired. Who knows what's going to happen, right? Life is so frail and short. But in that moment, everyone that had a Carolina association, whether they had a jersey, a hat, whether they had a blue tie, whatever, was so just exhilarated. And yet 2,000 years ago, Mark Christian, Jesus Christ won our redemption in the greatest victory, in the greatest spectacle, the greatest event in history ever. And this is eternity, and this fills us with nothing else that can. No game can ever fill us with peace because it's not fleeting. Yet why are we so dead about the real redemption of the cross?
Because we don't understand that there is a holy God that loves us so much that he could not imagine eternity without his children. He couldn't imagine it. And so he was willing to give. He emptied his proverbial pockets so that we could have an eternity in heaven with him. And there's an old song out that says, "Only the redeemed shall hear his voice on that day."
Wow.
And what a beautiful picture, what a beautiful thought, that his desire is that all would come to him. Amen. All. A-double-L. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful... It's not just for the championship for this year. It's for eternity. Wow. Forever and forever. Yeah.
You know, I go back to the song, "What a Savior." And the line in there that really gets me is, "And by your blood, by your grace, I have been redeemed." Yeah. You know, and it is his grace.
Yeah.
I think we get it so wrong when we're trying to do all these things and meet up. I mean, every other religion is based on what man does to get to God. Christianity, a relationship with Christ, is what Christ has already done to receive that and not try to... I mean, we can never measure up. But yet we are redeemed through that grace, through his unmerited favor, through everything that he has already done.
You know, it's funny, after you preach or sing, you always think of stuff you should have said, right?
Yes,
okay, and then maybe it's Lord's like saying, "Hey, I'm glad you didn't." But the one thing that I said in my Wednesday in the Word group that's actually on Facebook, on my Facebook page, you can watch the whole message, that I wanted to say to the kids is, what if you could if you had one word that defines you? You know, when North Carolina came back from that loss, and they lost the national championship, their captain, Justin Jackson, got the private team, the private text numbers of all the team. They have a private closed text, just a team. And he picked one word to text them all. That word would define them for the rest of the year. That word would end up being the prominent word in the story, the narrative of the national championship. That word was redemption.
Redemption.
I thought, what one word could I text you right now that would define me? Is there a better word, Mark Christian, than that?
I can't think of any better word than that. That says it all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, right?
That's right.
It's our identity. Yeah. We're sons and daughters. Yeah. We have, from what he's done. Yeah. It's who we are. It changes everything. Yeah. If we see who God is and who we are, because we're all struggling to figure out who we are.
Amen.
Are we what we do? Are we a son and a daughter? Right. We're loved.
And it really goes back to what Jesus did on that cross, which is what that third song, which is an original that I wrote with you and Holly, you guys really made a song out of a poem. You know us non-song people, Mark, you know. Richie, set it up, and we're going to play it right now on Truth Talk Live just to bless folks. We've played Hallelujah, What a Savior. We've played with Mark's awesome song, Were You There? Well, real quick, we got to go into this song, but let's set it up real quick. The song number three.
Yeah, well, the title of it is The Words of Life. And it just really, all the phrases that you talk about in every chapter of your book, you know, what if we were to put all of those phrases into one song and to get a sense of Jesus speaking them? And really, so I just hope you get a sense of Jesus speaking these words to you personally as you listen, because that's what our desire was as we were writing it.
Here it is, friends, and stay tuned, be encouraged, and go there and make it a prayerful experience, you and God, and what he wants to do in you. Have you been redeemed? Is redemption coming out of your mouth to others? Are you, like Paul said, separated in the gospel? Every conversation I have with anyone is to get them closer to the gospel, is to get them on the road of redemption.
Amen.
See? And we have been bought with a price. Here it is, The Words of Life.
Shadowed by love of all.
Mark Christian, Richie Kingsmore, Gina Kingsmore, the whole team. Charles Billingsley's on this album. LastWordsOfJesus.com. We're going to put it at TruthNetwork.com, TruthTalkLive.com. We're going to put everything at the website so you can link and you can get the video and you can get it and you can get the music and the book as well. Awesome.
This is the Truth Network.